For the last several years, one of the main public voices of Al-Qaeda has been an American.
I can't forget the day when, as I was praying a prescribed prayer with one of the brothers in a shopping center parking lot in suburban America, a man sped by in his sports utility vehicle, shouting from his open window, "Worship Jesus, your Lord."
That's Adam Gedan, known now as Azam the American. Last fall, he became the first American to be charged with treason in more than 50 years. Adam Gedan is 28 years old, born in Oregon, raised on a farm and homeschooled in Southern California. He is the grandson of a Jewish doctor. Gedan converted to Islam at age 17 and has risen to become a spokesman and propagandist for Al-Qaeda.
We love peace, but when the enemy violates that peace or prevents us from achieving it, then we love nothing better than the heat of battle, the echo of explosions, and slitting the throats of the infidels.
Writer Rafi Kachadourian charts the transformation of Adam Gedan in this week's New Yorker. Kachadourian says Gedan left the family farm to live with his grandparents when he was 16. It was a transitional time for him.
He writes about feeling some kind of spiritual emptiness, and he sort of started looking for a way to fill the void, as he put it. And so he began tuning into Christian radio and even attending an evangelical lecture or two. But he was drawn to Islam on the internet, scrolling through chat rooms, and eventually found it intriguing enough to go visit a local mosque.
There's a big leap, obviously, between converting to Islam, joining the local mosque, and becoming a radical, becoming a jihadist. How did that happen?
In Adam's case, he visited the mosque and very quickly, it seems, got involved in a discussion group at the local mosque where various theological subjects and various political subjects were explored. And his involvement in this discussion group eventually grew into a close association, friendships with these men, and he moved into an apartment nearby the mosque with some of them. And I think his process of radicalization begins there.
He, in 1997, when he's 19, he goes to Pakistan. What's known about what he did when he was there?
It's theorized that while in Pakistan, he eventually made his way to Peshawar, which is a city right near the Afghanistani border. And from there, developed some kind of association with Abu Zubaydah, who was Al-Qaeda's main logistics officer in that area. And Abu Zubaydah's main role was to funnel wannabe militants into a series of training camps that were just on the other side of the border. And Adam Gedan seems to have made this journey to a camp called Al-Farouk, where he began his work as a translator for Al-Qaeda.
Is it clear to you or to any of the people you've talked with where Adam Gedan fits in the hierarchy of Al-Qaeda? In other words, is he purely a spokesman or is he involved in some operational way in planning terrorist attacks?
He is a spokesman, but he does play a larger role in two respects. Some intelligence officials seem to envision him as a kind of cultural interpreter of the West, that is, in terms of sort of shaping a larger propagandistic message, it might be useful to turn to an American to get that person's insights into how it might be received. But his main role is as a propagandist, to actually encourage aspiring jihadists to actually imitate his journey and to follow it all the way to Pakistan and to join the jihad. Interestingly, Adam Gedan's videos, when you watch them, you or I watch them, they may seem totally unconvincing. But in jihadi chat rooms and networks, Adam Gedan's videos are exchanged and they're discussed. And that creates a kind of social atmosphere by which social bonds are formed and the sort of movement is enhanced, is solidified. And so it plays an important role in that respect.
Let's listen to a bit more of one of those videos. This one came out on the anniversary last year of the September 11th attacks.
All the brothers who took part in the raids on America were dedicated, strong-willed, highly motivated individuals with a burning concern for Islam and Muslims. And they had to be chosen for such a difficult mission. They were definitely not failures looking for a way out.
You know, you hear two things in that clip. One, Adam Gedan's propaganda, his attempt to glorify September 11 and encourage others to commit acts of a similar devastating kind. You also hear Adam Gadahn almost talking about himself, talking about how what they had done was not an act of failure, but an act of heroism. And I think he is, to some extent, justifying what he himself has done to his own former countrymen.
Where is Adam Gadahn now? Do you know?
The general theory about where he is that he's in a part of Pakistan called North Waziristan. And one source in Pakistan told me that he had even been teaching English, or at least trying to encourage the teaching of English, in local madrasas, where he helped procure a number of English textbooks.
What does Adam Gadahn's family have to say about what he's become?
Adam Gadahn's family basically stopped talking to the press in 2004. That said, Adam Gadahn's father did speak once after the treason indictment to a local reporter in his area. And he said that Adam went against everything his family believed in. And I think from the interviews that I've done with people who know the family, that very much sums up the sentiment.
They consider him essentially gone.
They do. They do seem to be grieving almost as if he had passed away.
Rafi Khachaturian, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Rafi Khachaturian's article in The New Yorker is titled Azam the American, The Making of an Al-Qaeda Homegrown.